Now, more than 300 free events are due to take place in Dublin as part of this year's Culture Night, and some are planning to open late into the night. There are among over 1,000 events to take place all over the country on September the 23rd. This year's Culture Night Dublin ambassador, Niall Byrne, also known as Niler 9, is also running an event featuring a range of DJs performing in the fruit and veg market off Capel Street called Night Moves.
The event that we're doing, which is called Night Moves, so that's happening in the fruit and veg market off Capel Street. So it's been vacant now for a couple of years, and it's such a beautiful space. So we're going to put some DJs in there for the night and have some talks and discussions. Culture Night is all about engaging with the city, engaging with the people and the places that are there. The nighttime economy is more than just going to a pub. There's loads of different late night events. It's not necessarily alcohol based, so our event Night Moves isn't alcohol based either. So it's really just showing that there's loads of things happening in the city. People can make a living from the nighttime economy, and you know, clubbing as culture is a motto that we'd have about this kind of thing. You know, it really is, like, it's part of culture, so it's great to see it part of Culture Night this year.
That was Niler 9, and we're joined now by Maria Moynihan-Lee, National Coordinator for Culture Night. Maria, it's back, it's lots of in-person events this year. Just give us a taste of some of the highlights.
Yes, so all over the country we are going to have more than 1,200 events on the 23rd of September, and we're looking forward to the fact that the programme is running that little bit later this year, so night owls get a look in as well. And you heard Niall talk about the event in Dublin. There's also going to be late running events in Galway. A Middle Street Night Dream by Phoebean takes place there, and the City Hall Hub for Culture Night is back in Cork, and that's going to run late for us as well. So it's really going to be extended.
And Maria, we've spent the programme talking about inflation and the cost of living. There are 300 free events.
There are 300 free events in Dublin, and there are more than 1,200 free events in the entire country. So absolutely everything on Culture Night is free, and what it is intended to be is a taster for venues and events that you might go to throughout the rest of the year as well. It really is our giant national sampling session for culture for the entire country.
Lovely way of describing it, because of course the museums will be open, the galleries will be open, the cathedrals, the studios, the parks will be open, and it's right across the city and right across the country.
Yes, and all of that with the help and support of the local authorities throughout the country, without whom this simply wouldn't be possible. But likewise, all of the arts organisations and venues as well. It really is the biggest night of culture for the year.
And are there some events that people need to pre-book despite the fact that they are free? Do they need to get onto your website, culturenightdublin.ie, and get a heads up and a head start?
Yes, absolutely there are, and that's just simply for control of numbers and comfort. So for the entire country, it's culturenight.ie, including the Dublin events, or there's a localised website, culturenightdublin.ie.
Okay, and as Niler 9 was saying, unlike other years, you are going on into the night now, and that is that part of trying to keep people in the city and get people into the city and bring new life?
Yes, it's all part of the development of the nighttime economy, and part of the work of the task force that has been in place for the last 2 years now, I think. And we worked with them last year, and we're delighted to work with them again this year, just simply to help promote that part of the economy.
And going on until what time, Maria?
Quite a few of them go as late as 2 a.m. I don't think we've anything that goes any later. It's quite difficult to run later than 2 a.m. in this country at the moment, but that's one of the things the task force is looking at. But our late night events are all ones that run from 11 p.m. to about 2 a.m.
Great stuff, and it's all happening later on in September. That's Maria Moynihan-Lee, the National Coordinator for Culture Night.